Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Attention, attention, our new call-in number is area code 516-418-5699. Our new number to call is area code 516-418-5699.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the Word of God, the Lord will confirm what He has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, no?
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Once again, welcome, welcome, welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Thursday night edition. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, we love you, we absolutely adore you. And we thank you, Lord, ha yada shehe, for your presence here today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just feel your presence even right now moving in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more, hallelujah, are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hallelujah. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, glory and honor to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moved by your spirit, Lord God. Hallelujah. Anything that's not like you is rendered null and void right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, just have your way. Fill us, Lord, even the more with your presence. Overflow. We thank you for the overflow. Ha, 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 ha. We thank you for the overflow of your presence today, Lord God. And we love you. We love you. We adore you. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name. Touch each and every person who's on the air right now with us. Those who will listen to this later on by podcast, touch them, touch their households, Lord God. Bring forth healing, health, and wholeness. Whatever is wrong, Lord, we ask you to make it right. Whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. In Jesus' name, oh, and Lord, we lift up all of our speakers tonight, all of our tag team preachers. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching all of them right now in the name of Jesus, and that this is just going to be just an awesome flow in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, welcome. Welcome again. Oh, it's some excitement in the air tonight. Hallelujah. I just know that the presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And he has a lot to say tonight. Glory, hallelujah. And we're listening, Lord. Lord, we're listening. And those who are speaking tonight, don't be surprised if God just takes over. Let him do it. It's okay. Amen. Let the Lord take over. Hallelujah. Let's start with a scripture, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2. It says, preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. So as you know, this, if you don't know, this is Get 'em Radio's Tag Team Preaching Month. Hallelujah. It's really like an awakening, a stirring up of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. To let just all of us know that we have a word. There's a word in us. Hallelujah. And that word has to come out in the name of Jesus. Right now, we have come out of the four walls of the church all over the world. Hallelujah. We can look at it different ways. Amen. But the perspective I'm looking at it from is we are out of the four walls. Hallelujah. And the church, we found out that the church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. But the church is the people. And when Jesus comes back, hallelujah, when he comes back for his church without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing, it won't be brick and mortar. Glory to God. It'll be me and you. Hallelujah. So we give God the praise. Hallelujah. The church is in the house tonight. Amen. Out of the four walls. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I want to declare and decree some things over all of our tag team preachers today as we get started. And I want you guys to know, and I'm just godly proud of you. So many of you were here even before the broadcast started. So I praise God for that. That says to me that you are ready. You are not getting ready. You are on ready. Praise God. So the first 10 people that press your number one key, I'm just going to go down the line and open the lines for the first 10 that press your number one key. So go ahead and get started with that right now. as I just declare and decree over all of you. Hallelujah. And, you know, the word of God says if you decree a thing, it shall be established. Praise God. So we're going to establish some things even as we get started today. Hallelujah. We declare and decree over all the tag team preachers, Luke 14:18-19, that says the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because he has anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent you to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll just say, preach, preacher, preach. Hallelujah, to the glory of God. Amen, amen. So let's see who has pressed their number one key. Amen, amen, hallelujah. So if you've been here before and you've preached before and you say, well, I did it before, they probably don't want me to do it again. If the Lord is telling you to do it, press your number one key and go ahead and 'cause there's more in you. You can't get all out of you in 5 minutes. Come on. Amen. And let me just say how we're doing this. You have a scripture and a topic, and then you preach the word, and you have 5 minutes. 5 minutes to preach the word. Now, in the middle of your preaching, if you begin to hear this, hallelujah. Amen. If you hear that, then start to wrap it up and, you know, land the plane nicely, okay? Praise God. Amen. But that's your cue that you went over. Now, we're not going to hold you to exactly 5 minutes, but it's around that time, okay? Now, I want to do one more thing, and thank you. You guys are lining up very well. I want to look at the word from last week. And I'm starting to realize by the Spirit of God that, you know, all of these tag team preachers, the first week was 7. This last week on the 9th of April, it was 8. So, when you put all of what they said together, it's very interesting. It's quite a word. So I'm going to go back to April the 2nd. Our 7 speakers combined let us know that keep God's great peace of mind. Fret not. You can trust God in the dark. Hold on to your confidence in the midst of trials. Rest in the Lord, remembering that Jesus can work it out. Hallelujah. Now, last week on the 9th of April, when you put our 8 speakers together, the word came out, are we on the right hand or the left? Are we looking forward or backward? Are we sowing according to the will of God? You don't really know what it's like to live until you are ready to die. This is all for God's glory and man's honor. Continue to stand, hope, read God's beautiful word, and know that there is a time for everything. Amen. Amen. So we're looking forward to what the Lord is going to say through our speakers tonight. Hallelujah. Let's see how many we have. Okay, so far we have five. We can have five more, okay? So we'd like to have 10 speakers. Hallelujah. So even as the speakers are speaking today, God may stir a word up in your heart. And as he does that, go ahead and press your number one key. And it may not be a whole 5 minutes, but it may be, you know, it may be a couple of minutes. That's fine. You can go ahead and do that. But share as the Lord leads you to. That'll be just great. Amen. So we're going to start tonight with Pastor Catherine. Glory to God. Welcome, Pastor Catherine. You're quick on the draw.
Well, I thought I'd start here because a lot of times I want to start at the beginning because a lot of times when we have service at church, I don't know about the rest of the churches, but we do our offering at the beginning of the service. I know some do it at the end. But I want to go into that area today.
Okay.
And so I kind of want to kind of do that up front here.
Okay. Amen.
I didn't know we were going to start this early, but praise God. Well, I just thank the Lord for being here today once again. But the title of my message this evening is How to Be Blessed in a Crisis. Okay.
Amen.
And my scripture is going to be taken from a familiar scripture, and I pray that nobody try to. I'm glad everybody's in their own house, so I want no one would throw stones at me. Because I'm going to come from Malachi 3:10. Hallelujah. So you know where I'm coming from. So he
Amen.
Says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And then he says, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Amen. So that's Malachi 3:10. Mm-hmm. And God is saying here, this storehouse meant that there was that this was a place where they were bringing their resources here to be stored up here. And I know some of the churches at this particular time they're trying to get money to try to help, you know, feed people in the neighborhood. They're trying to get money to even just help people with different types of resources. And then the church needs resources, not only churches but ministries. They need resources to even just to keep the ministry going on. I know a lot of times we have to pay for even all the different technologies that are going on right now. And then God says, he says, test me. And I think at this particular time of crisis, that God this is a test right now. We're in a test right now. And God says, he's saying, test me. And as we continue to celebrate the Passover season, just because we've already celebrated the resurrection of Jesus, we don't want to forget, we don't ever want to forget what God has already done for us. And for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. He gave his best, and he gave his best so we could be blessed. He wants us to continue to be blessed and also to be a blessing. God will remember those who have been faithful and obedient during this particular time, because like I said, this is a test for all of us, and we just don't know what, if even at this particular time, we don't know what God is about to do some other things. For those that are faithful and those that are obedient, because he says we're in a test, and he wants to do what? He wants to bless us. He wants us to be humble. He wants us to humble ourselves, and he wants us to forsake our wicked ways, so that even at this time, there have been times when we held back and we just did things for our own self. But God said, forsake those ways that we've been having, and we just trying to been storing up things for ourselves. So he said, each should give what you have decided in your heart. He wants us to be a giver. And then he said, I want you to be a cheerful giver. Don't try to hold back. He wants us to be a cheerful giver. And as we prepare to receive our stimulus money, which is $1,200, amen? Now, from that $1,200, the $120 does not belong to you. That doesn't belong. God said, now test me now. Test me. He says, now, that $120 does not belong to you. And you don't have to just stop with the $120. That $120, it belongs to the Lord. And you don't have to just only give that $120, but you can even give above that. Because once you give even to your church, or prayerfully it's going to be to your church where you're being fed at. But if not, you need to plan into a ministry, planning into getting radio here. Amen. If you don't have a church home, but plant that.
Amen.
Plant. God wants, he says, test me. Test me. And I'm believing that at this particular time, he's testing us in a lot of different areas. And if we are willing and obedient even at this particular time, God is going to pour out us such a blessing that we won't be able to hold it. We won't be able to handle it. Amen. And so he said, give, and it will be
Amen.
Given to you. Down, shaking together, and running over. He says, and then there's going to be some other things that's going to be given to you. And he said, don't be afraid to give. Don't be afraid to let this $120 go, or even more. Or you might want to give the whole thing away. Amen? Because God says, I want to bless you. And he said, will a man rob God? God said, don't rob me now. I'm testing you now. Because I'm going to do some things in this land. So God wants us to be obedient. For God so loved the world that he did what he gave. And he gave his best. And so he wants us to also give our best. He wants us to give at this time so we can be a blessing in the land. And so the land can be blessed. If our hearts are right at this particular time, because he's giving mostly everybody something at this particular time. And he wants us to be obedient. And he says, test me now, and it's because I want to bless you. Don't be afraid to give that off the top of that money. Amen. So he wants us to continue to be a blessing so we can be blessed. Amen. So God bless you. And remember, your $120, he wants to bless all of us. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's a good word. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I was looking for my little. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Hit it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and the word says that he'll provide seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Amen. So he has provided seed for us to sow. So thank you for that, Pastor Catherine. That's a timely word because the stimulus check is in the mail or on the way. Amen. And some have it already.
Some of them got it already.
Say it again. Yeah, some have it already.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you for that timely word. Hallelujah. And I wanted to say something, too, about the stimulus check. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of a country giving $2 trillion away, to giving that money. And, you know, I just began to think that the United States is giving. You know, the United States, you know, could have said, hey, we're just going through this. But they decided to give. And the word of God says, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So we just bless the president. We bless the United States for being in a place of giving. You know, it could have gone another way. They could have done it another way. So I'm praying blessings upon the United States, and that it will come back, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I even pray Deuteronomy 1:10-11 blessings over the United States. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's a thousandfold blessing because we need it right now. We need it in money and things that money cannot begin to touch. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to our next speaker here today. Those of you who just joined the line, let me let you know that we're in the midst of our tag team preaching month. Hallelujah. This is our third one this month. We have two more left because there's five Thursdays in the month of April. So if you're here for the first time, you can jump in today. If you have a scripture, if you have a topic, and you have a five-minute word from the Lord today, hallelujah, you can press your number one key right now and get in the queue to be one of the tag team preachers today. Just really quickly, just to let you know, the tag team preaching, the first time I ever heard of it, was with the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and Pastor Helen Price is the founder of the church, and now Pastor Mom is the pastor. But that was the first time I ever heard of that, and a bunch of us used to come when I lived in New Jersey. We would come to St. Louis or East St. Louis, and then my sister Mary would bring a bunch of her friends from Nashville, Tennessee, and we would come from different places, and at the same time, and actually we were coming to the Joyce Meyer conference before everybody knew her all over the world, and so we would come to that conference and stay at Pastor Mom's house, camp out all over the house everywhere, and on Sunday we would go to church, to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and because we were all ministers or budding ministers, we all had an opportunity to preach the word. And so Pastor Price called it tag team preaching. Amen. So many times those who would come wouldn't even know that they were going to be one of the preachers for that Sunday, for that day, right then and there. So if you don't feel like you came with anything, you have something in you. Amen. And so if the Lord leads you to press your number one key, we would love to hear what the Lord has spoken to you even this past week. I know God is talking. He is really talking during this pandemic, during this time where work's been closed down, school's been closed down, church been closed down, you know. So many things are closed so that God has our attention. So he's been talking. I know he's been talking to me. Praise God. So share. Press your number one key if the Lord leads you to. Okay. Now we're going to open the line for our speaker, area code 214. Right now I don't know that area code. I don't know who this is. So tell me your name.
How you doing?
Area code
214. You know this voice. It's Deacon Michael.
Deacon Michael. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
From Dallas.
The Point Christian.
Amen.
The Point Christian Fellowship. McKinney.
From the Point. All right now. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just,
and the pastor is Pastor Herbert McCoy.
Yes, Pastor Herb McCoy, Jr., Junebug.
Amen. Junebug, my yeah. brother.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
I just got in the house about 15 minutes before you guys came on the air. I got off at 6 o'clock, and my son had called me and said, "Dad, I need your help. My tire doesn't come off," and I was like, "What?" It was well about to come off, and I was like, "What?" So he had almost made it home. So I said, "Oh, thank God you wasn't on the highway driving, because it happened on the other side a couple years ago." And so my word is coming out of Proverbs. Proverbs 3:5. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." And my word is going to be called panic or praise. And so you know, as we go through this time of panic, you know, caused by this virus, you know, I think there must be a decision to be made. In fact, if we are dealing with any crisis in our life, rather it's health, financial, marriage, or even your job, I believe that a decision must be made. Isaiah 26:4 said, "He teaches us to trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." So that means that when I can't lean on anyone else, I can lean on the Lord. So that means that when I can't trust anyone else, I can trust in the Lord. And I was, wait a minute, Michael, what are you really saying? I'm saying that when the doctor's medicine can't cure me, there is a stranger in the city that healing the body and the sin sick souls. I'm saying that when the banks won't loan me money, that I can trust in Jehovah Jireh, and he's my provider to take care of me, because he has already promised me that. Matthew 28:20 says, "Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the earth." Amen. And if these promises are true, and they are, then the question has validity. So am I going to panic, or am I going to praise while I'm going through? I'm going to sink or swim, or stand or fall. The writer has some powerful words to relay to us here in Proverbs 3 when he said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." So trust in the Lord with all thy heart. In other words, wholly and securely rely upon God's wisdom, God's power, and his goodness. Rely upon his providence, promise for direction and help in all thine affairs and dangers. Lean not on thy own understanding. Don't think that you have enough wisdom to handle these problems on your own and without God's blessing. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In other words, know him, know his wisdom, follow his counsel, his power and goodness, by expecting success from him, his sovereignty. Be managing all thine affairs in such a manner as to please and glorify him. He shall direct thy steps, so that thy shall be safe and good, and at last have a happy issue, and he shall direct thy path. And I promise you, if you follow these directions, you won't panic, but instead, you will praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you follow these directions, you will praise and not panic. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Another good and timely word. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Deacon. And you, you get a word like that even after fixing a tire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I just kind of coach
him.
I let him do this one there. I just overseen and make sure he was doing it right.
Amen.
So I told him not to
panic.
You're
a good daddy.
I said not to panic. I said, but praise the Lord that sent me here to help you out.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Deacon.
Amen.
God
yes.
bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Good word. Good word. Hallelujah. And so already we got how to be blessed during a crisis, panic or praise. We gonna praise. Amen. Let's open a line let me encourage anyone else. If you want to be one of our tag team preachers tonight. Now, remember, you don't have to have a reverend, a minister, an evangelist, a pastor, teacher in front of your name to speak, okay? You are thoroughly qualified. Your qualification comes from knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We're all ministers of reconciliation. Amen. So, hallelujah. And you don't have to have the alphabet soup behind your name as well. Hallelujah. You can just share from your heart what the Lord is saying to you. Amen. So press your number one key and get in the queue. Hallelujah. We're going to open the line now. Teresa, praise God. Amen. Welcome, Minister Teresa.
Welcome and hello, everyone. Good evening.
Hi.
My topic is a very present help, and that's coming from Psalms 46, 1 through 3. And it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we first, though the water be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for being that present help in a time of trouble. Because these are troubling times, you know. And, you know, God wants us to stay focused. You know, he wants us to continue to run this race, you know, keep our eye on him. Not the problem, but keep our eye on the promise. Because he's not slack concerning his promises. You know, God is a right now God. You know, the word of God says he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And with God, God is the on-time God. You know, the word says in 2 Peter 3 and 8 that 1,000 years is like a day to God. So God is not on the secular time. You know, it's just for man to keep up with time. God is already into tomorrow. Amen. God is a God of suddenly. You know, in a moment of the twinkle of an eye, God can move. He's able. You know, he's a right now God, that now faith type of God, that now it's acceptable time. You know, that's the kind of God we serve. Amen. And even with this stuff that's going on in the land, you know, God is our healer. You know, this he said, can't nothing pluck us out of his hand. And then we cover by the blood. We just got to be mindful of that, you know. And this is a time, he really got us where he wants us. It's a time where we can grow, where he can deposit some things. This is a time of solitude, you know. He wanted to take that time, more time in my prayer closets, amen. And like I said, even with these things that's going on in the land, and where people may have lost jobs and things like that, he is our present help. You know, he's the hills when we come with our help. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. You know, the earth is his, and everything in it belongs to him. He's our shepherd. We shall not want. And as I already said earlier, He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So he has everything we need. And maybe he's trying to get some of us to cry out, to cry loud, or spread not. Amen. Amen. And he said, come to me, amen, all who is heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. And he wants us to enter that rest with him, that we may even hear his voice. Sometimes we're so busy, we can't even hear what he said. We miss a lot of things he said. We probably miss blessings. We probably miss opportunities. He wants us to slow down and really get the right frequency to hear him. Amen. You know, the word of God said all things work together. So this is working together. He know the purpose and the plans he have for us, to offer peace and not of evil, to give an expected end. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He's the answer for the world today. Not just for his people, but for salvation to come forth. Even for the unsaved ones to be like, wow, where God, where are you? At least to even inquire about them. Amen. Even get their wheels to turn mm-hmm. as to who God is and why this happened. They begin to look for God. Amen. Amen. Well, he's our way maker. He's our way of escape. And the word of God said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of all things. God is a deliverer.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God is a deliverer. He's that present help in time of trouble. Amen. He's the God of a moment in the twinkling of an eye. You know, he's sovereign. He's sovereign. He can snap his finger one time, this whole thing be over with. Amen. God is able. With him, all things are possible. So we need to just be stay focused and begin. This could be a time to even win souls while we got our mask on, and we may have to go out to the store or something. Keep our 6 feet of us, you know, even pray about things. You know, this is a time to bask ourselves in his presence and in prayer, praying without ceasing. We got time for that. Amen. Amen. So I just thank God, you know, I'm not long-winded. I just say what God wants me to say, and when it's over, you know. So, yeah, God is he's out here. Jesus is out here. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Just remember, call on him in a time of trouble. Amen. You have
hallelujah.
Not, that you have not. Amen. You gotta make your request known. Go boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. It's not gonna just happen
amen.
All of a sudden. He's able, but he wants communication with us. That's the same. He had to bring a disease to get the right communication with us. And some people are so busy, he has to cause something to happen in the land to get our attention.
Mm.
Sit us down for a season. So that just counted our joy. Counted our joy. He overcame the world. He said, in this world, we're going to have trouble, to be of good cheer, because he has overcome the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So bless God for today. Thank God for life. Thank God for this open door, this opportunity. I even thank God I happened to have been off today. I did everything to go on the way. They kept telling me, we don't need you, we don't need you, we don't need you. I said, okay, I must be supposed to be on this line tonight. So, all right. But I thank God for that. Amen.
Well, praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we thank God. He is a very present help. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Teresa. And I'm glad you got the night off. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Those of you who are on the line, you just itching to preach today, and like Deacon Michael said once before, it's kind of like, remember we used to play double dutch? Some of you, well, that was one of my favorite things to do when I was a kid, play double dutch, you know, and they throwing that rope and you rocking back and forth to see if you're going to jump in. You just, the rope's got to be just right, the rhythm's got to be just right. Hallelujah. You can jump in and just start jumping. Amen. I'm just encouraging you. Amen. It's like double dutch. You can jump right in. You'll be fine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go to our next tag team preacher tonight. And we have, this is Minister Rachel, my goddaughter from New Jersey. Hallelujah. Welcome,
hi.
Minister Rachel.
Hi, God, Mom, Apostle Gibby, and all who came on. I'm going to be coming from Psalms 111, and I just want to provoke you to praise. My title will be Provoke to Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to start reading. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Just to think about that, just to honor him, we think about all the things that he has blessed us with thus far, and we can't help but praise him. Yes, we went through many things. We cried out and stuff like that, but just even when we're doing the dishes, praise his holy name. Even when we dealing with our children, praise his holy name. Because he gave us strength to be able to love on them and to provide for them, and even in this time, and just give him glory that we have a house to clean, and give him praise that we have food to make. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Saints of the Most High God, I just want to provoke you to glory no matter what. Hallelujah. And as we give him glory, he will heal everything that is hurting within us. As we give him praise, as we keep our minds stayed on him, he will continue to show us who he is. As we keep him first, as we keep our minds stayed upon him, his peace is great medicine in this time. Hallelujah. Medicine for our heart, medicine for our soul. Hallelujah. Medicine for the mentally ill. God is our God, and he is our faithful Father, and he loves us, and I thank him for Christ Jesus. I thank him that the life that we now live is by the faith, because we believe in his beautiful holy Son. It's by the faith, hallelujah, that we're going to stand, because he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is rewarded to them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So let's diligently seek him, but praise him while we're doing it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm living this right. I'm living this. Well, all that came up against
Amen.
Me, God keeps me strong. He reminded me of the things he already brought me out of. And I'm glad that he daily reminds me that he is my God, my Savior, my help, my keeper. And so I want to provoke you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, that one day, yes, we are going to step out of time into eternity. But let's rejoice now while we're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the assembly of the righteous. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are encouraged to stand true for him in this time and in this season. And I love you all, and stay encouraged. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We say we praise you even now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Provoked to praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm provoked. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Rachel.
Love y'all.
Love you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I see we have another speaker that was added. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else provoked to praise and provoked to preach? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's open the line for our next tag team preacher, area code 469. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I don't have.
This is Minister Foreman from the Point Christian Fellowship, Pastor Herbert Junebug McCoy.
Amen. This is Minister Calvin?
Yes.
What? Praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good to hear from you. Hallelujah.
And you too. Yes. So I be coming out of Matthew 11:28, and it reads, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give ye rest." My topic is run unto Jesus. Now, first, I use the name Jesus in the place of me and I. I did this on purpose so that no one can say I was talking about myself. I don't have a heaven or hell to put anyone, including myself. Now, someone might be wondering why I use the word run instead of come. I use the word run to show how urgent it is to come unto Jesus. I have about six things to show us why. So let's get started. Number one, running to Jesus. Running to Jesus to get away from our own self. Sometimes we can be our own downfall and worst enemy. I remember a song called "Hide Me." In one verse of that song, it said, "Hide me from my enemy. Even the enemy is me." Number two, running to Jesus. Running to Jesus to get away from the curves of this world. Luke 12:22-34. Luke 9:3, and I'm just going to read part of Isaiah 9:6, and it reads as follows, "And the government shall be upon his shoulders." Now, there are things in my life that I can't handle, and I need to run to Jesus with. Now, for me to try to put all this on my shoulders, I would be past crazy to even think I could put all that on my shoulders. Number three, running to Jesus, Matthew 11:28. "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give ye rest." That is my verse that I got my subject from. Now, Jesus is going to give us rest. If that's being so, then who wants this rest? And if you want this rest, just say, "Yes, yes, yes, Lord." Number four.
Yes, 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 Lord.
Running to Jesus. Running to Jesus to escape the wrath of God. What is that wrath? The wrath of God is eternal death. Read Romans 6:23. Number five, running to Jesus. Come in John 14:6. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So in order to get to the Father, we got to go through Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Running to Jesus. Running to Jesus to enter into eternal life. To get there, we must do his will. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." Who want this eternal life? Amen. And
amen.
That was my last, number six. So I close with this. Who will run with me unto Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? This road is straight and narrow. It even get lonely on this road at times. Only a few will travel this road. But at the end, the reward is better than great. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. I like that. I like that, Minister Calvin. Run
Thank
to
you.
Jesus.
The Lord be
to Run into Jesus. Amen. Amen. I could just hear Pastor Price just thinking right now, because she'd be singing this song, I want to run to you. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Just run to Jesus because it's urgent. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Calvin. We have surely
Glory
missed you. It's good to hear from you. God bless
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. We have a few more who have pressed their number one key. Amen. Just to let you know, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, we have 7 thus far. We even have room for about 3 more if you all want to jump on. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we have Reverend Treva from California. Hallelujah. We done went from New Jersey to Dallas to California. Well, praise his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Reverend Treva, welcome.
God bless you. Good evening. I thought I was after Rachel. I knew I was coming up. But anyway, praise God to everybody who's on the line, pastors, ministers, apostles, anybody and everybody in your respective places. I'm Reverend Treva Kelly from the great state of California. California's in the house. Okay, my message to you.
Amen.
It's time to pray. Coming from 2 Chronicles 7:14, and then I have Matthew 21:12-14. 2 Chronicles 7:14
okay.
To the message. If I ever shut off the supply of rain from the skies, or order the locusts to eat the crops, or send a plague on my people, and my people, my God, the 5 people respond by humbling themselves, praying, seeking my presence, and turning them back from their wicked lives, I'll be there ready for you. I'll listen from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land. Matthew 21:12-14 to the message. Jesus went straight to the temple and threw out everyone who had set up shop, buying and selling. He kicked over the tables of loan sharks and the stalls of dove merchants. He quoted this text. My house was designated a house of prayer. You have made it a hangout for thieves. Now there is room for the blind and crippled to get in. They came to Jesus and he healed them. The Eastern Bible Dictionary describes prayer as being an intimate relationship with God. It is the main part of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. We have many types of prayer. Number one, secret. Matthew 6:6 in the message says, here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to roleplay before God. Just be there or simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. Number two, there's social prayer. As a family prayer, social worship, intercessory, enjoying prayer. There have been many answers to intercessory prayer in the Bible. It's time to pray, whether we pray in secret, social, or intercessory prayer. I believe that we're in the last of the last days. Judging from all that
Amen.
We see going on around us, mass shootings everywhere, sin everywhere, darkness everywhere, too, and now the coronavirus. Where do we go? Who do we call? We call on the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us that God will heal our land when we turn ourselves to God in prayer. We could see our land, our people, finances, and so on healed. And even this coronavirus, we must turn our hearts and minds to God. How do we do this? Number one, we pray in our homes. Start with praying for at least 10 to 15 minutes a day. Number two, through corporate prayer. We have a Tuesday prayer line on Get 'Em Radio now. At my church, we have a Saturday prayer phone line. And then number three, praying corporately in your local church. Meet at 15 to 20 minutes prior to the service of prayer. Praying at the beginning and the end of Bible study. These are just the first steps to beginning prayer. And we must begin praying now. It's time to pray. We must keep our focus on God and not on turning our churches into shopping places. Matthew 21:12-14 explains the anger Jesus had when he entered the temple area and saw the merchants switching their overpriced items. This power seems to turn over tables, too. Our house of worship is in a love house, our marketplace. It's time. It's the place where we're seeking God through prayer, praise, worship, and studying God's word. Get a radio audience. I have put my church in here. Body of Christ, it's time to pray. We must be determined to pray and stand on God's word, no matter what circumstances tell us. Stay focused, for it's time to pray. This was dated 12/29/19, written by Reverend Trevor Kelly, and I had finished this up in Atlanta, Georgia, while I was visiting my sister. God bless you all. That was the word God laid on my heart for most of 2019. It's time to pray. And I turn it back over to Apostle Kizzy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's time to pray. Hallelujah. If you never took time before, now's the time. Take time, because it's time.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Reverend Treva. Thank you.
You're very welcome. God bless you. I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, let me just say something. You mentioned Get 'Em Radio or Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday morning. Yes.
It's morning for you.
Yeah, it is.
For us.
Morning into the afternoon.
Right.
It's the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. So for us, in the central time zone, it's Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Amen. If you were in California with Reverend Treva, it's Praying in Tongues Tuesday at noon, right?
Right about
so, and then Eastern time is Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 3 p.m., but the Central time is 2 p.m., and we've been doing it for about 3 weeks, and what we do is we pray in tongues for 1 hour, and we have different people to pray in 15-minute increments, and they just go from one to the next every 15 minutes. It is really awesome to hear it. And in the background, while the rest of us are on mute, we're praying in the spirit, and God is just moving and talking to us. And this past Tuesday was just awesome. God was really speaking. I mean, every week he has spoken, and he's given us the interpretation of those tongues that we prayed, or some of the interpretation. I know it's not all of it, but some of the interpretation. And then something marvelous happened to Reverend Treva on this Tuesday as we were praying in tongues. Tell them about that, Reverend Treva. What happened?
I was getting ready to set my glucose. And I have a black, for those of you who check your glucose, usually you have a black tenor in as the things come in. So I turned it over, and it was glitter all over it. And I'm looking around, you know, I don't have anything. I did find a fan in my purse later, but it really didn't have enough glitter that made this glitter. And I saw glitter that was on my left hand, and more was coming as we were praying. So I knew it was a God. I knew it was a God. And it happened today, too, as we were praying. It happened again today. I didn't share with my church like I shared with you guys, because I didn't know how they would take it. But it seemed like the more we prayed, the more good it came. So I took a picture of it and sent it to Apostle Kizzy, and she sent it out. You know, I wanted it verified. And she said that God's presence is here with us. Because I'm looking all over for this glitter. You know, I don't have any glitter in my room. And my nieces and nephew, I should have talked to them to them. They usually, especially my nephew, he usually don't say too much. But I want to be responsive. But they thought it was interesting. But I just thought I could do it. And glitter was still on there last night. You know,
hallelujah.
And then today, as I prayed with my church, I saw glitter on my right hand. But I didn't have my shit around today. And I'm like, oh, look at you, God. You done showed up again. And this was awesome. You couldn't even get off the phone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Some
Amen.
People may not have ever heard of gold glitter or gold flex or gold showing up when the presence of God comes. But, you know, we have heard about that, and I have not personally experienced it. But I've been around people who have. And gold is for the divine nature of God, which is love. Hallelujah. So when he begins to show himself like that with gold, and, you know, some people have received even gold teeth in their mouth, you know.
Wow.
So it's just God just showing himself in these ways, and as far as I know, he's saying, I'm pleased. Keep going in this direction.
Yeah.
I'm pleased with this. So we just praise God for that. And so we want to invite you, you know, gold may show up in your house. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He may give you an interpretation. I was happy getting an interpretation because, man, it was, like, so clear. And so, you know, however he wants to show up, we're satisfied. God is in the midst. Amen. He's definitely in the midst. So join us on Tuesdays, the same number as we're going through this time of sheltering in, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. And if you don't pray in the spirit right now, if you never prayed in tongues, that's okay. Come and listen. We do get an interpretation of tongues, okay? So, and I really believe by the Spirit of God that people will listen in, and if they're not speaking in their prayer language, which is tongues right now, if they're not speaking in tongues, that God's going to touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even as we're speaking, you'll get a sovereign touch from the Lord, and you'll begin to speak in tongues in your prayer language as well. So praise God.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Reverend Treva. God bless you.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So we have our next speaker. We have two more speakers left. If you guys want to jump on, we have room for two more. And you can press your number one key. If you got a burning desire to say something, to pray in the spirit, to speak what the Lord is saying to you, then you can do that. Hallelujah. So we have Sister Debbie, and then our last speaker. I'm just so surprised to see you on the line. Glory to God. So we'll introduce you in a minute, but don't go anywhere. Okay? So here is Sister Debbie. I know she has a word tonight as well.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Yes. Yes.
Good evening.
Welcome, Sister Debbie. Praise God.
Yes. Mine is going to be, I'm going to be talking about give to those in need, and mine is going to be coming from Matthew chapter 6 and verses 1 to 4. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, Don't do your deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do this as hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and in the streets to call to attention to the acts of charity. I tell you the truth. They have received all the reward they will get. When you give to someone indeed, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. And when I say give to the needy, it's not always about money. It could be, I'm talking about spiritual gifts, like somebody may need a word or during this time or something, take time out to call somebody, a neighbor, or somebody, text them, or see how they're doing, or see if they need anything. Maybe they just need a word of encouragement. Or maybe, you know, if you're going to the store or something, or just call them and say, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything? Or if they say no, or if I'm at the store, I'll call and see, well, do you need something? Or, you know, whatever. Just like the example of the Good Samaritan. Now, he was in need. He wasn't in need. I mean, the guy that got beat up, and the Good Samaritan helped him out. He was in need. And it's not always about if you have a lot of money or something, but people need spiritual food. And that's that's mine, is to like give to those in need. Because sometimes we be in need of encouragement ourselves too. So
right,
you know, do likewise. Give to those in need, and I still say, remember this: God is in the midst, and man was not a long drawn out one. But
amen.
That's my message: give to those in need. It's not about
give
money.
To those in need.
It could be one word, a word of encouragement that could uplift somebody's spirit. They may be going through a rough time. So,
amen.
That's it for me.
All right. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that's a word that's needed. Amen. Somebody needed to hear that tonight. Give to those in need. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Debbie.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. And now we have Sister Joanne. Hallelujah. If there's anyone who wants to speak, after she finishes speaking, we're done. But if you press your number one key before that, then we'll let you come in and speak. Sister Joanne.
Hey, Minister Kenzie, you hear me?
I hear you very well. Amen. You still here. Praise God.
I'm still here. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So Sister Joanne's from New Jersey.
Okay.
Say that again, Sister Joanne.
I got a scripture.
You got a scripture?
Matthew 6.
All
yes,
right.
I got scripture. Matthew 6, verse 25. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. What would you eat or drink? Or about your body? What would you wear? Or is not life more valuable than food? Or your body is more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. Look at the birds of the air, and they do not sow or reap or store away in barn, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? So that's my word for tonight, my scripture for tonight, verse 6 and 25 and 26. Do not worry about what you're going to eat or drink. God will take care of that. Don't worry about
Amen.
The clothing. God would take that, care of that. God got all of that. Okay? If we trust and believe and we hope in God, our hope lies in God. And I believe, God, that he kept me this long for going on, 18 years?
Wow.
I know HIV and AIDS, it's been 18 years. This year would be 19. So if he kept me, he fed me, and he feeds the birds of the air, won't he take care of me? So I'm leaving you.
Amen.
Don't worry about nothing. God got it.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink. That's my word for tonight. I'm not going to add on no more. It's good to hear from you, Minister Kizzy. Okay? I miss you.
Amen.
And I love you. And God bless you.
Too.
And you have a blessed night. Okay? Do not worry.
Amen. And do not
That's
worry. Amen.
Do not worry. Okay?
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing, Sister Joanne.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. You know, amen. I'm going to mute your line, but you know I got to talk about you some more. Hallelujah. It's been 18 years. Oh, my God. And she said it, you know, like, you know, that she's been through AIDS. We were there with her. I mean, she's just. My life just changed being around her. She was diagnosed with full-blown HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis at the same time. And we would go in and visit her and pray. And there were, I remember one time her head was swollen so big that she had stretch marks in her head. And it was, you know, it was one of those situations that only God could have gotten her out of it. And then the times when she was doing better, and sometimes there was a time where her hands were turned in, but she was conscious and she was doing better. When her head was swollen, she wasn't conscious. When she was conscious and doing better, whenever we went to see her, we would get a word from the Lord. She would prophesy to us, and it was like we run to go see Sister Joanne because we knew we were going to get a word from the Lord that day. Hallelujah. So 18 years later, hallelujah. And I got to tell this one story, and I'll keep going. We went to see her one day, and the Lord told us to bring balloons. And at that time, I was involved in a balloon business. And so I just grabbed like about, I don't know, 50 or 60 balloons that had I love you on it. And so the Lord said, take all those balloons over there. They were blown up, and took them, and we just released them in her room and all on her ceiling and said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And so that day, her doctor walked in and asked us to leave. The head doctor asked us to leave. And so we left the room. And when we came back, we found out that he told Sister Joanne that she was completely healed. There was no sign of HIV, AIDS in her body. They were going to release her. That was 18 going on 19 years ago. So when Sister Joanne says, do not worry, we know, hallelujah, she has a testimony on do not worry. We're going to praise God again. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So what a blessed night tonight with everyone speaking. I mean, all of this has just come together. Amen. And we're going to give you all an opportunity to make comments, to encourage the people of God who spoke today. Everyone who spoke, right now, press your number one key one more time, because the first time you press it, I can see you on my studio board. It's like you just raised your hand up, a light comes on. So everybody who has spoken, press your number one key for me one more time so you're not on the board. Hallelujah. Very good, very good. Deacon, you still around? Deacon and Michael and Minister Calvin, y'all the last ones. Press your number one key one more time. There you go. There you go. Okay, Minister Calvin, you're the last one. You might have stepped away for a minute. Okay, so now, anyone else, if you would like to, I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom first, but anyone else, if you want to make a comment, you want to encourage the people of God who spoke today, amen. If you just want to say something, press your number one key. So we're going to open a line first for Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Hey, Pastor Mom.
Hey. I just listened. Everything was just beautiful, what they spoke about. And I just really enjoyed it. And everybody, not one person, but everybody was very good.
Amen. Now, I know you liked everybody, but I know you enjoyed Deacon Michael. Was that Deacon Michael who said your favorite scripture?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. He did a good job. You know, that's my favorite guy when he come home to preach.
Yeah, and with Proverbs 3:5-6, I know you got excited over that one.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was a blessing. You're like you said, everybody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you all so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Mom. You have a blessed night.
You too. Have a blessed night. And
everybody
on the planet, have a blessed night.
Okay. Love you, Pastor Mom.
Hey, love you too.
Amen. I know you love us all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open the line for Pastor Price. Anyone else, if you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, press your number one key as we open the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you very well. Now I hear you better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I had it on a booster speaker, on one of those booster speakers. But
yes.
When you take it off of the booster speaker, when it's on a booster speaker, I couldn't speak through it. Praise God. God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and all of the saints in your respective places tonight. Oh, what a great time it was tonight to hear all of that word, Apostle. It blessed my heart. Hallelujah. I was a hallelujah and just having myself a good time tonight. Hallelujah. When Pastor Catherine, I know you're the one that's going to sum it up, but I got to say a tiny bit about each one, and then I'll stop. I love when Pastor Catherine mentioned about remembering to give. Huh?
Go right ahead.
Oh, glory to God. I was saying I remember when Pastor Catherine was ministering on remembering to give. What an on-time word that is. What an on-time word that was tonight. And I thank God. And Amber was listening, and when Pastor Catherine said, it's 120, and she said, that's just the tithe right there. That doesn't even include the offering. Glory to God. So she was saying, there's more to that to give. Hallelujah. And what came to my spirit was that once I was listening to Pastor Catherine, it also, because God had already begun, I haven't gotten that stimulus yet and all of those kind of things yet, but God had told me about maybe about a couple of weeks ago, and I told my family, he had already begun to tell me what to do, who to give to at that time. And I'm so glad. And one of the things that, as I listened to Pastor Catherine, was that we have to be able to receive as well as give. We have to be able to receive. Because sometimes there are people who give a lot. They give and give and give. But when somebody wants to give to them, they don't want to let them give to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to thank God tonight for that word that we're to remember to give. And I wanted to add that little 2 cents on it, that I pray that we also are able to receive. Because sometimes when somebody gives us something, we'll give it back. I used to, when I first started off, and God said, all you give back is just what belongs back to them. But if you'll receive it, I can multiply that seed. And there's going to be some people who will receive of the seeds that we give during this time that's going to take other people to another level. So I was thanking God.
Hallelujah.
For that. Hallelujah. And when I got to Deacon Michael, I was like, I said, pray and not panic. I said, woo, glory to God. Every rung was going higher and higher. I thank God for you, Deacon Michael. And Minister Teresa, which she ministered on one of my very favorite scriptures, a very present help. She sounds so arrested.
Amen.
Minister Teresa, every time I get a chance to tell you, I love you, and I keep you in my prayers every night. And I just pray that you keep me in yours, because I know you're an anointed woman of God. And then when you got to Minister Rachel on provoking the praise, ooh, I was just a shout. Hallelujah. And she was saying, praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And praise him for everything. We really do all of this at this time, to praise him for everything. I was just glorifying God for her message. When we got to Minister Calvin, I said, Minister Calvin is a dynamic minister of the gospel. He got a teaching, preaching ministry on him, and it blessed my heart. You know I love that run to into Jesus, but what you didn't know was he was ministering on how urgent it is to run to Jesus, you know. And then he said one of my favorite songs. When he said the first one is that we are to, as far as going to, we ought to run to Jesus to get away from ourselves. That's what he said. He said to get away from ourselves. And then he said there's a song that says, hide me from the enemy, even if the enemy is me. That's my favorite song. That is one of my, hide me, Lord God. Hide, the song, name of the song is called Hide Me. And when he ministered, Minister Calvin ministered that word, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I glorify God. Mm-hmm. And I saw the anointing on each one of their lives and on Minister Calvin. I said, Lord, thank you. And then I could just really, with Minister Calvin's message, I was able to just take note after note after note. And then we got to Reverend Treva Kelly. And when we got there, tears came to my eyes. It's time to pray. And when she got, I felt the anointing on her today. And at one point, I got tears in my eyes saying, hallelujah, it's time to pray. Reverend Trevor, I saw God minister through you tonight. I give glory to God for you. And then we got to Minister Debbie. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give to those in need. But don't be bragging about when you give the gifts. And then she didn't take it just to giving them money, but to every area. Minister Debbie, I thank God for you and that word. And then with the dynamic Sister Joanne, I said it was short, but it was sweet and it was good. Do not worry. God will take care of that. He'll take care of you. I said, oh, Lord, this was good. As they said, the song for every rung goes higher and higher. And it just blessed my heart tonight. So, Apostle, I want to thank God for each one of the words that came forth tonight. My spirit, my soul was blessed tonight. Hallelujah. And I thank God for you and thank God for your obedience unto him. And that's mine now. And I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that good, really good review and encouraging review. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then we have, now I should know this number. This may be Pastor Herbert. Area code 972. We're going to open up your line now.
Amen, amen, amen. What a wonderful night.
Amen.
It really
amen.
Called me
you
to pray tonight. Oh, I had to pray. I was getting a Cain spirit on me tonight.
What does that mean?
Talking about Michael, my best one. Deacon Michael, my favorite one.
Oh, no.
I'm about to get
no.
me a Cain complex up in here. And,
oh,
and then
yeah.
here come Calvin. But I tell you, though, quite honestly, I know what God is doing, and I love to see what God is doing through people.
Yeah.
You know, he's got
yeah,
me looking
oh,
now these days as of late. You know, we know that whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. But how
Amen.
Shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how
Come
shall
on.
They preach except they've been sent? You got
mm-hmm.
some beautiful feeted persons on this line tonight.
Beautiful
feet. He said, how beautiful
mm-hmm.
are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. And my heart has really been blessed tonight. I was on my other phone, and I kept pressing on one button. That's all. She don't even want to acknowledge me. I kept pressing it and pressing it. You know, I think I probably got about 30 times I pressed it and it didn't work. I said, well, she just ignored me.
I didn't see you till just.
I need to switch phones here. I'm about to get me a Cain complex.
You been feeling some kind of way over there, huh? No.
Amen. But I really enjoyed tonight and hearing everybody, everybody that spoke. And you keep this ministry up. This ministry is something, like I said, that's near and dear to the heart of people at the point, because we see now that as you started this 8, maybe even 10 years ago, having it on your mind, God had a time
mm-hmm.
such as this in mind that the ministry might go on, that people might be able to hear in all corners of the earth without having to worry about trying to get to somebody's building. And
right.
I thank God for you, and I thank God for all that he's doing and all the preachers there, that especially ones that he sent to the point. They don't have to have a preacher behind their name, a minister, or like you see all them alphabets.
Right.
Yeah. They all,
mm-hmm.
all they got to have at the point is that COG behind their name. Child of God. And that always works it out. We'll be talking to you, though.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dr. Herbert McCoy, PhD.
Now, don't forget to put my COD on the end of it. My COG on the end of
right. COG. PhD.
There you go.
COG. Hallelujah.
There you go.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Good to have you with us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've had a wonderful, glorious night tonight. Hallelujah. I thought I could kind of get this together and do, I wanted to do my little summary tonight. I'm so glad Pastor Price did it. Hallelujah. But I'm going to say a few things about, you know, this coming together. I might get another one by next week, by the time we meet again next week. But what we got from tonight was how to be blessed in a crisis. Don't be afraid to give. Give to those in need. You're going to panic or praise? Are you going to be provoked to praise the Lord? It's time to pray. God is a very present help. So take your eye off the problem and look at the promise. Test him. Trust him. Run into Jesus. And do not worry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for all that was said tonight, and all that was done, the things that we saw that was done and things we don't even know yet that God has done, and we give him praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we'll be doing this again next week. So if you were, you know, one of those double Dutch people, and you standing on the outside leaning in, trying to see when you were going to jump in, just be ready to jump on in on next Thursday. So you have next Thursday coming up, and then you have another Thursday after that. So the 23rd and the 30th. Hallelujah. So we encourage you by the Spirit of the Lord to come on and just share a word with us. We're just so blessed by the eight people who spoke tonight. Hallelujah. And the two summaries by Pastor Price and Pastor Herbert McCoy. Just a blessing tonight. Amen. Amen. So let me tell you a few things. Now, tonight is Thursday. So, well, we know the Point Christian Fellowship is tomorrow night. They're going to have a preacher tomorrow night. Let me open up your line, Pastor, if you want to say something about the Point Christian Fellowship. Hallelujah. You want to say something about tomorrow night? Where are you? Oh, I opened up the wrong line. Sorry. I opened up 973 instead of 972, but I don't see you. Okay. So the Point Christian Fellowship is have their service online tomorrow night. And it's always a blessing. They have good preaching, you know, every Friday night. And I'm trying to think, it's from 8 p.m. until usually 9 p.m. Hallelujah. And if you go on Pastor Herbert McCoy's Facebook page, you can find out, you know, more about it tomorrow night. But as far as... Oh, there you are. I see you now. Let me open up your line.
Hey, man. Yeah, we're going to get together at 8 p.m. Central Time tomorrow, and we're getting a head start on the month of May because we're going to be talking about mothers. And I do believe that the first mother we're going to hear about is the mother of Deacon Michael on Friday night. And we're going to carry that on till the week after Mother's Day.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so you want to tell them the number or the how do they get the information to listen to the broadcast?
Well, I can send it to you, and you can repost it.
Okay, cool.
If that would be okay, because we actually have seven different ministries that we come online, seven opportunities, that we have during the week, and some of them are actually two-way conversations. Well, we have the Friday night, which is two-way, and then we have a Sunday school on Sunday at 10 o'clock, and we're able to actually dialogue there, as well as Wednesday night we have a dialogue. And then I would mention Tuesday morning is our prayer time. And we have prayer at 7:15 Central on Tuesday. And I'll include all that and dispatch it to you. And that way you can get it out. I'll get it to you post-haste early tomorrow.
Great, great, great. And then I'll post it on Get 'Em Radio. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
I'd be happy to do it. Have a blessed night. Amen. So so we'll post that on God in the Mist Facebook page. Hallelujah. Now, what we're doing with God in the Mist, Our next broadcast is going to be on Sunday. And we have with Pastor Mom and the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, it's going to be this Sunday. Hallelujah. 11 a.m. on Sunday. Same number, 516-418-5699. And I'm going to be doing a two-part series starting, Lord willing, starting on this Sunday, and next Sunday. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't wait to hear what the Lord's going to say. I have a topic and everything already, and know it's a two-part series. Hallelujah. Now, and that's going to be, like I said, 11 a.m., this same number, 516-418-5699. Then on Monday, we have Bible study, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Now, Dr. Lorraine Navarro, the Lord has touched her so and gifted her to be able to pull out those wonderful nuggets from the Word of God. Hallelujah. And then she teaches us how to pull out those nuggets from the Word of God as well. So if you have an opportunity from 12, around 12, it's no more than an hour long. I don't think she's ever done an hour long Bible study. They're usually like no more than about 45 minutes, but really worth the time. Hallelujah. And 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 516-418-5699. And then on Tuesday, during this sheltered in time, we are having Praying in Tongues Tuesday. I felt like I was about to pray in tongues now. But Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we pray for 1 hour in tongues, and then we Habakkuk 2:1 and listen to hear what the Lord is saying to us. And our scripture for praying in tongues for an hour comes from Romans 8, 20, I believe it's 26 and 27, that we don't know exactly how we need to pray, but the Spirit prays through us in utterances and groanings. Hallelujah. So we just allow the Holy Spirit to pray through us, and we know that much good is being done through that. Hallelujah. And then on just the second Wednesday of the month, we have prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey and Lady Linda Harkey, hallelujah, the prophetic healing community that prays for people as well. So that's a wonderful time once a month. Mark your calendars. It's worth listening to and being a part of. We had a miraculous healing on this past Wednesday, where a woman called in. She had a tumor the size of an egg on her stomach, and it completely disappeared. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then we checked again a few days after that, and it was gone. It was still gone. Glory to God. So these are broadcasts you just, you know, want to just jump in every now and then when you have an opportunity. So I want to thank you again, all of you again. I pray that God just touched you in some way, in some awesome way tonight. Hallelujah. And we look forward to seeing you again. Hallelujah. Even on this Sunday or any of the other times that we get together. So have a blessed night. God bless you all. I love you.
Bye-bye. Yes. Y'all tell the people that.